kid is my uncle. He choked me to death.
Whenever anybody says they're a little concerned, they're very concerned.
So what's wrong with being sexy?
Hello and welcome. Speaking of shouldn't be legal, they're talking about old long hair herself. Is that the lady with all the long hair?
No, that was Crystal Gayle.
That's Crystal Gayle.
Right. I don't think she played pedal steel.
Yeah, she should have tried. That hair would have.
I think that she played the electric harp.
Now, I don't know. Yes, that's right. Electric harp. I don't know. So it's eclipse day here in Illinois. Now, for our podcast.
It is.
Podcast listeners, all of these people, all you sons of bitches down here in Southern Illinois, coming down here to see our sweet eclipse. And no, you're welcome here. For
you got paid for the pleasure of our company.
That's right.
We're glad you came. Glad you had a front row seat to the end of the world here.
That's
in
right.
Beautiful Southern
giant
Illinois.
City, the giants the have come to life. The Giants are out, baby, and I'm Team Giants all the way. I don't know what you guys are. Team Humanity.
This was working out pretty good for me.
Giant.
I was only 5'10 before this thing, and all of a sudden, man, I'm 6'8.
That's right. It's like something
really?
In the water, like the Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Well, what's weird is I'm not growing up. I'm growing out. I'm getting wider and stuff.
Oh,
it's
I thought you were talking about down there because I've been growing out.
I did too.
No, I've never been to Australia.
There's some kind of eclipse.
Gotta watch out for drop bears.
A little voodoo eclipse mojo happening with my privates, if you know what I'm saying.
Is it hoodoo or voodoo?
It's hoodoo because technically I don't know.
If it deals with the with the birthday region, I think it's hoodoo.
I think so.
Hey, I got a question. Why is it the light getting weirder outside?
I'm looking
outside and stuff's not. It doesn't look right. I can't figure it out.
It's like it's
well,
not
there's
getting
fire
dark.
Everywhere.
It's 8 o'clock, Carbondale time. It should be getting dark out, and it's just crazy looking out here. I think something's going on with the eclipse. I can't put my finger on it. Hey, I'm no astrophysicist.
Our eclipse turned into an apocalypse.
I've been lying.
I thought you took classes with Brian May.
I was lying. I told you I took the Neil deGrasse Tyson thing.
You fibber.
Class. I wanted to look cool. I didn't want to be a nerd anymore. Wait a minute. I went to the wrong place.
Did we get the results of our man on the street poll? We sent a guy out, our roving reporter out to try to find out the proper pronunciation, the proper Appalachian pronunciation of eclipse. Is it eclipse, like do you lean into the E real
eclipse.
Hard, you know,
it's
like
eclipse,
eclipse or do you just do away with the E altogether and just call it the clips?
The clips. You know, I had a lady talk to me.
Yeah, I think we're still
amassing
our results.
And, she called it the the whatchamacallit.
Oh.
It's like, you mean the eclipse, the two words you're looking for?
I've been referring to it as the deal. You
the
know,
deal?
That deal
Well,
coming.
Maybe you and her should get together because that was, you know, she called it the whatchamacallit, and I knew what she was talking about, so. But nonetheless, for podcast listeners, yes, this is coming out late because we already recorded a show, and guess what? It's this damn eclipse that's happening. The eclipse got us.
Or eclipse.
It fried something in my computer, and the show's gone. The eclipse took it. That's going to be the new Marvel thing. The eclipse.
Hey, the eclipse took my baby away.
How can we get the eclipse back? But it was probably... No lie, one of the funniest shows we've ever recorded. I mean, we were hollering,
I can't
crying
even explain
laughing.
The genius and brilliance that we had prepared. What was it, 87 hours we had prepped to do that show?
Well, yeah, because we had
behind the scenes
like
work.
Yeah, and it just went to naught. It's gone. And I don't think, you know, part of me is like, do I want to throw away the 90 hours of research we put into it? No, but do I want to try to record it and capture that magic again? Absolutely not. It's not going to.
Of course.
It's not going to be
lightning in a bottle is lightning in a bottle.
That's right.
And
we're
you can't catch it twice.
Excrement in the bottle.
Unless you're Donald Glover.
Unless you're
That's
Donald
right.
Glover.
Or hey, speaking of which, I saw a thing.
Have you guys
heard about a new Meatballs movie with Donald Glover?
Absolutely no. I have not heard a thing about it.
I'm not kidding you. I saw this thing. I almost sent it to you guys this morning, and it was one of those things like, is it real or is it not?
Yeah.
It was Adam Sandler, Donald Glover, and right. somebody it's, else, it's or not Adam Sandler, but anyway, yeah, I'll find it and send it to you. But there's some rumbling out there. A new Meatballs movie,
well,
remake.
Remember a couple weeks ago, I wanted to make a remake Porky's, and you guys just told me it could never happen.
I didn't say that. Now, you know me. I've been trying to revive the Porky's franchise for years.
I know you. You've got the lady
Revenge of the Tallywhacker.
For that role and everything. But no, I will say, to recap the show, we talked a lot about reconnoitering, which we got to
That's
the
right.
bottom of the Deadwood reconnoitering conspiracy. We touched on some movies. Can't even tell you which movies we touched on. And a lot of it was speculation about Maggie O'Connell, the character from Northern Exposure, and if she not had relations in her interspecies erotica with a dog that she fell in love with on that episode.
To be fair, Eastwood had this conversation, and Shark and I just tried to go along with this.
Yeah, I was on Facebook when you yeah.
I kept just asking and implying, did Maggie F this dog? And you guys just replied with silence. Because that's much like you're doing right now. Because I still think, she did, because Rick was a bimbo. That's all they did. Their whole relationship was based off of sex. They had nothing else, really. Bush pilot. They both were bush pilots, as we found out. The reason that's called a bush pilot now. But we also know. Oh my God! I just saw a giant outside. I'm Team Giant. I'm on your side. Don't hurt anything. Woo, man!
When you say giant, how tall are we talking?
Oh, I mean, they're way taller than me. It might have been Tejada out there.
Try beans. Throw some beans at him.
Might have been Dan Tejada.
Unless it's Tejada, and then just invite him in for some picking, and you know.
That's right. I got my eyes dilated today. Weird time to get my eyes dilated. I know, eclipse day and all. So I can't
tell you
quite.
I'm upset at us for something here. Now, here's what I'm mad about. So. Long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, I had to read a book called A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court by Marcus Twainus.
That's right.
Now, in this novel,
the true emperor of Rome.
He gets taken back in time to King Arthur's time, and they're getting ready to kill him because of how he's dressed.
Was this before or after the pandemic? Because King Arthur's flower really went downhill after the pandemic.
Yeah, no, this was before.
Oh, okay.
And right when he's getting ready to be killed, he remembers on this day an eclipse takes place. And he tells them all that he has the power to block out the sun. And if they try to kill him, he's going to do it to them and show them punishment. Oh. And, of course, it happens because he scientifically knows it's going to happen because he's from the future.
Yeah.
And gets out and becomes powerful and kind of usurps Merlin for a while. Why didn't we use this to our gain and try to amass massive amounts of power?
I've been keeping it on a little hush here, but I'm doing something really similar with the folks out here in good old Scheller.
I thought you were talking about that Martin Lawrence movie, Black Knight, Rob.
No. Hey, by the way, you know what's funny? When I started reading A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court back then when I was in eighth grade, I realized that Bugs Bunny had already done it. I had seen most of the story in a Bugs Bunny episode.
That's right.
Well, he would have done it had he not taken a left turn at Albuquerque.
That's right.
Oh, dear God, what was that? Can you believe these conspiracy theories came true about the eclipse?
I know, especially that all of them came true. Like, all of them. None of them were wrong. Everyone was correct.
Every single conspiracy theory happened. For instance, I looked up in the sky, and I saw these four dudes riding horses in the sky, which seemed weird.
Yeah.
But I heard that that was going to happen, and it's happening. Like, if you...
Oh yeah!
What you're thinking of. That was just a promo. That's some really good marketing for that new Four Horsemen Arne Anderson movie that's coming out.
Because Four Horsemen are drawing nearer. The steeds they ride.
That movie with Zac Efron did so well that they're going to start pumping out wrestling biopics, and the first one's called The Four
Horsemen
with Arne Anderson and Ric Flair.
Minnesota Wrecking Crew, baby.
If Koppel was here, he could tell us the rest of the Four Horsemen, but he is not.
Well, there's different iterations of it. It's
absolutely
them two.
But he could tell
Ric
us
Flair
the, like,
and
original...
Barry Windham for a while.
That's right.
Then it
that's
was
right.
Sting. Then it Boy. Was Lex Luger.
Oh,
then, yeah. So
one of the worst. Lex Luger. Who liked that guy? Did anybody ever like that guy? Was anybody?
I didn't like him, but I heard that he really enjoyed an eclipse.
Well, I
or eclipse.
I can
eclipse?
Understand that because he's kind of he's
eclipse
part giant.
E-E.
I like broccoli. I love it.
Well, I tried
talking
keep your
like
eyes
Andre
peeled for Andre the.
I tried talking like Andre. I just made a bunch of noises.
I was trying to figure out what it was.
I was trying to say.
Andre never liked Lex Luthor.
It's turned into something else. The Andre voice is, if you can do that, hats off to you. Literally, I just took my hat off to you. So we're not going to get back into Northern Exposure. We're not going to recap those episodes.
We can't do it. You can't
gone,
do it. It was gold. Other than we all agreed that Maurice needs to be more in the show.
Yes.
And not, any episode that focuses solely on Shelley
is no good.
Should be banned.
Now, I'm going to tell you, they they kind of redo her backstory a little bit further on down the line. And I liked it a little bit better. But that's
they give her some more depth besides just being some guy's girlfriend who hung out with a hockey team.
Yeah,
Saskatchewan.
I think she goes back to Saskatchewan and you see like her town and where she came from and all the people there. That's like a single episode way in the future. But I will tell you what we did talk about, and that was the exciting news. If you've been listening for a while, for all the out-of-towners, Shark and I are musicians. I haven't even introduced myself. Joseph Eastwood Frisch with us. Shark Bradley, man of a thousand bands. Also the good doctor, Doc Woolridge.
Doctors.
Oh, Shark and I.
Calling Dr. Love.
I have an album coming out sometime soon. The album's going to be out. And Shark is featured prominently on the album as well. We finally, good
don't
news.
Don't let that deter you.
Good
Wait
news.
Wait a minute. You're not going to tell him that I played the jug on a couple songs?
Well, that's I thought you wanted to keep yourself a secret. Jugging it up. Oh, Winona back there herself. wait, that jug.
There's so much going into that joke.
Jug. Never mind.
That joke works on like 8 levels, man.
Oh my God. He's playing like 6D chess with that joke.
No, kid,
I'm not.
You're living
I'm
in the next century over there.
I'm an idiot savant with that joke. I literally got her name wrong.
You hear that?
That's why it worked.
shit, I don't even know where I was going with that now.
It don't matter. That joke was worth it.
Yes, it was. Oh, yes.
You were talking about your new album
album. And it's really good. And I've been talking to a guy from a record company called Bad Boy Records. And apparently they're very interested in it. They haven't signed anybody in a while. And but they were like legit, man. They had like P. Diddy, Meek Mill, Notorious B.I.G.
Is there butt stuff?
Huh?
I mean, do they pay more if there's butt stuff?
Well, Diddy told me that he wanted us to come to New York and put in the work. And I don't know what that means. But he said, put in the work and you'll be a daddy before you know it.
I didn't ask
I'm already
this
a daddy,
the other day,
okay?
But I have a question. Does Diddy know how old you two are? Because I'm curious if that's going to end up being a problem.
Well, I told him we were a fresh new band.
Oh, boy.
Full
oh
of fresh boy. New faces.
Oh, boy.
So I don't know. I didn't. He told me, you know, he said it's all about.
Tell the lawyers I'm not shaving my mustache.
Oh, man.
That might be a deal breaker.
You can't take the stash.
That's a deal breaker. He said, I don't know what back shots are, but he said, put in the work. He said, put in the work, back shots clinic. Then put in more work, part two of the clinic, back shots part two. Then daddy session, and then put in more work. That's like a day. He has like this whole like retreat planned out for us. And every
you know
day
what's bad is
schedule
is headshots is a legitimate word, but sounds so much worse.
Yeah, I notice Robbie's not taking a position on headshots.
I'm sorry.
Robbie's like, I'll go either way.
I'm
good
sorry.
With both.
I've been staring at the sun, and I'm having trouble seeing my phone right now. Weird.
I've been known to head out some
headshots. Those rookie,
you supposed to send people
rookie
headshots
eclipse glasses didn't work,
sun?
Huh?
Yes, that's a Hollywood term. It's also a gamer term for noobs out there. Headshots, and it's also... a term for what Diddy's got in phase two of the retreat.
Oh, boy. Hey, I heard him and I was curious. People are saying him and R. Kelly are going to start working together, and I didn't know how that was going to work.
Oh, man, I believe those two could fly together.
With Bill Cosby managing.
That's the rumor.
Oh, Billy. So what's that? There's that thing going around, you know, on the internet. It's like, what's something that was perfectly acceptable in your childhood but is now extremely dangerous, you know, and Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's out of prison now, too. Can you imagine that, son of a bitch?
Oh, really?
How?
I'm pretty sure he's out. I think he got out somehow.
Oh, I believe you. I believe you.
But, I mean, be wrong. I could have read a false story. You know. Misinformation. Fake
misinformation.
News. I turned into a guy.
It was China.
China. dilated eyes. Oh, dear God.
So do people drive by camels and they're like, hey, vagina toes, what's up?
Should not be named after that. I've seen a lot of camel toes up close. I spent some time in the Middle East, boys, doing my thing over there. I don't like to talk about those days normally, but I will say I saw a few toes of camel up close. Poorly made.
I think I rode a camel in like Alabama or someplace, you know, and you're a kid on vacation and some, you know, idiot's got a poor camel like tied up out behind his trailer.
Like one spit in a girl's
get a ride for $2 and let it drink a beer for a dollar.
Where was that at? In St. Louis at Grant's Farm. I saw one, a girl was feeding it and then it got a mouthful of food and just spit it in her face.
Spit her face? Yeah, they could be mean. I used to love to
spit. They're ornery.
Back in the day.
That's the word I was looking for, ornery.
Ornery. But boy, they tasted good, the Turkish delight.
What goes really well with that Turkish delight is the ostrich burger, because it's a delicacy in Denmark.
It is a delicacy in Denmark. You know that just about every part of that ostrich is marketable and sellable.
Sorry, we're northern.
Sell you everything but the snout.
You got the you got skin for the leather. You eat the meat. You got the eggs. You got the feathers. I mean, yeah, everything with the snout and the eyeballs. They're probably making ostrich stew out of them. Did you guys feel the earthquake just a little bit there a few minutes ago?
I did.
I felt the earthquake.
I felt the earthquake under my arms.
Sorry about that, fellas. I got a new Marshall I was testing out.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you unzipped your pants or something untawdry like
that. No. Why would I go there?
Sorry, fellas.
Let me whip this out.
Excuse me while I whip this out. I was going to say, besides Diddy, the good news about Diddy, is I've been talking about some changes to the show. Tested out the studio setup and the cameras and some of that stuff the other day, and it's looking really good. And we're going to be, the big changes, I guess we'll come out and say, is we're going to be on YouTube and probably TikTok too pretty soon. So you'll not only be able to listen to us, but you will be able to watch us be stupid. And just Shark and I mean, we were missing you, obviously, but Shark and I just did a little test the other day. And just being back in the same...
Oh, without me.
Without you.
Without you, Robbie!
I was going to say, I ain't missing you at all. Won't you be gone?
It already felt like, oh, man, yeah, remember this? This was a lot easier when we could see each other.
Yeah, the rhythm, the cadence, it's so much,
It was nice. So where will be...
Is the rhythm going to get us?
It's going to get us. It's going to move us. It's going to put it to us. We have that to look forward to. Plus, I think every maybe fourth or fifth episode, something like that. And we're going to record our first one coming up here in a couple days. Is Mr. James Koppel and I are going to watch movies from the 80s. And then make fun of those movies. And if you guys want to come do this, we're going to start doing them once a month on a Sunday morning. Because there's nothing more fun.
Sunday morning coming down.
There's nothing more fun than making fun of a movie with James Koppel. So
yes,
that is true. that is true.
We do it for hours at a time. Anytime we see each other, anyway.
Your cousin Marvin. Were you there that night, Rob?
I don't think I was there for the Marvin Berry.
Coppola and I spent 4 hours through two movies. Every new character introduced, that joke got made. And I mean, it was like, at some point I know that everybody hated us. At some point, they had to.
I've been in that situation. I know that situation well.
So we doubled down.
Coppola are the only person who find it funny.
Right, yes. Right, or, right.
Now, Frisch and I did this one night to a group of people where we would not let go of a falafel joke for like so 2.5 movies.
Falafel's fallback.
Yes, it was all about, it was the Brad Pitt zombie movie. And the entire movie, we were just like, we got to stop by Istanbul. I heard they have some killer falafel.
Yeah, but then we started watching like a Rudy Ray Moore movie. We were still looking for falafels.
It was still falafel. We couldn't stop with the falafel.
And I'm sure everybody wanted us to just go away.
Here's an interesting tidbit for you there, Robbie. One of those fellas that he's no longer part of the friend group because he tried to kill somebody. But I shouldn't say that. I might cut that part out. But that was the last movie night he ever attended. So I don't know if it was you or I that drove him off at the falafel. But that's all it took. Told us later he didn't like movie night because he couldn't be on.
So he who said this?
The guy that we used to know that.
Oh yeah.
Ostracized. He wasn't the center of attention at movie night, so he didn't like to come to movie night.
Right.
Anyway, that's some funny stuff.
Guys, I'm still on the phone.
Oh. Now, I thought this had to do with the eclipse again. I was getting worried.
Did you say eclipse?
I said
turn
eclipse.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit.
I don't know if you have seen it, but my wife has been in love with Brandi Carlile for, I don't know, half most of her life.
As well she should be. And Brandi Carlile's awesome.
Oh, she's the best. But we found Brandi Carlile singing that song.
I've seen it. She's dressed in an 80s
outfit. She's dressed up in 80s.
It was like an 80s cruise or something like that, and she was playing on it or something.
It was like a getaway she has just for her fans, and it's her band.
Right.
The Twins. They're all everybody's dressed up straight out of 1986.
Yeah.
And they're singing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
And of course, she kills
crush it.
It.
Like, exactly. I don't love that song. I know it. Everybody knows it. But, like, her playing it.
Wait a minute. We don't love it? I love that song. Okay.
It's over. It's that hook. And then after that hook, you think, like, oh, yeah, then it kind of gets mopey and weird.
Well, the hook's the whole song, isn't it? I mean, it just kind of keeps doing the hook over and over again.
The hook brings you back.
Yes, that's right. It brings you back.
I ain't telling you no lies.
Play that harmonica, sonny boy. Kingpin. What a...
Okay, now wait a minute. Brandi Carlile, Michelle, go. I'm sorry. I interrupted that.
No, it's just her singing that song, and she kills it. And I was like, wow.
Oh,
that's
my God. It was so good.
Brandi Carlile, so great. But yes, that's my love to Brandy. I got love to Brandy. But anyway, I think we're calling the show maybe 80s babies, something about that, because we're going to try to focus on 80s and 90s bad movies or movies that
There's a lot to work with.
We're going to do some probably going to start out with the original Roadhouse. I would love to do some Childs.
I thought you said you were doing bad movies.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait a minute. Because Roadhouse is a national treasure, Parker.
I would love to do some Childs Bronson movies.
Roadhouse.
Get Bronson in there. How many kids have you killed selling this blank? I love doing Charles Bronson's voice so much. Nobody.
Hey, the other day I watched the original Red Dawn.
Yeah.
I was feeling like some Reagan propaganda, and I forgot that after Dorky Dancing, Patrick and Baby end up together again fighting Ruskies, and she ends up blowing herself up with a hand grenade.
That's right. It was actually before Dirty Dancing. It's one of the reasons they...
They time-traveled on me back to the future style.
Yep, because apparently it's one of the reasons that they said yes to Dirty Dancing was once both of them were in the role. They were like, oh, yeah, we were...
Okay, because they knew each other. They'd worked together before,
yeah. They didn't like each other, though. They didn't like each other on Red Dawn, and then Patrick talked to her, and it was just a big misunderstanding, I guess. So she was like, you know what, since you came and did, you know, told me the truth about that, whatever, you seem like a good guy, so let's go ahead and try it. And they had, everybody was like, their chemistry was so off the chart, they were like, you have to do it, guys. Figure out a way to like each other. Because
man, C. Thomas Howell made me want a butterfly knife so bad I couldn't stand it.
I know.
It, like the fair could not come fast enough.
Yeah. Can't buy them anymore at the fair, I bet. You think those are still around? You buy some numbers.
Did you say Can't Buy Me Love? Because that's an 80s movie that you got to watch.
Oh, yes.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Apparently you can in the 80s.
Hey, everything was for sale in the 80s.
Everything's got a price. Who's that? Anybody?
Everybody's for sale.
It's a Million Dollar Man. Ted DiBiase's theme song.
Oh, remember, Ted and Virgil.
Virgil, remember he had a slave.
Hey, was it problematic he had a man slave that was black in the
80s? Of course it was problematic.
Thank you.
Thank you. And he wasn't allowed to speak. It was so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah, he just like had to stand there, and he looked upset. He always looked visibly upset, like he didn't want to be there.
Oh, Ted DiBiase.
Oh, classic wrestling. Oh, how I miss it so. But I refuse to watch the new stuff. That's not true. I do watch the new stuff, and it's amusing sometimes with my son. Anyway, I made the mistake of show in July. ladder matches first. So he was like, this is awesome. This is how all wrestling is, right? So then, like, regular matches just couldn't hold his attention like a ladder match. Kind of jumped the shark too soon there.
Like, hey, careful of that.
That's right. I went from seeing dudes jump off of 15-foot ladders and through tables to watching him just kind of dance around for 15 minutes. Bunch of dances. So, yeah, excited about that. Yeah, and then Shark and I will be doing the getting the changing strings in here sometime whenever we get some guests. We had this great
idea
for the show.
Well, if we can shrink Tejada down to get him in your house, you know.
Well, I told you I'm Team Giant, so I was working on widening my doors. I already put some signs out that said Giants
welcome. Oh, well, then hell. There you go.
You know, I want to be on the right side of history with these things. These guys have emerged from 10,000-year sleep, and, that's what science is telling us. This is just happening today. I know we seem really calm about it, but it's because...
I bet that's why they're all peeing. If you've been asleep for 10,000 years, you'd probably have to take a leak too.
Oh my God, that makes so much
sense. I think the reason we're so calm is because all these conspiracy theories prepared us for it.
That's true. I've been watching. Yeah,
we were just kind of waiting.
6 months.
Well, we kind of expected to have the bomb dropped on our heads, 30 years ago. So
that's true.
Absolutely.
The rest of it was just icing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the rest of it's just gravy, and that's for Platoon. There's an 86 movie for you.
Oh, can't watch it. Can't do it. Can't do Platoon.
What? That movie's amazing.
No, Oliver Stone, he sucks. What's he ever done?
Charlie been shot. This here's Jones.
He does kind of suck, though, right?
You got to watch season 6 of Community for
Platoon's
no other reason
amazing.
Than to see
I'm
Keith David.
That.
Keith David kills.
I love Keith David. And I also think Wall Street truly captured the ugliness of the 80s pretty damn
well. I'm just joking. I like Oliver, but he thinks way too much of himself. Wall Street is good. But you know me. I don't like war movies. I don't like my movies about real stuff. You kidding me? I want it to be all made up fake.
You know, I think Platoon, though, is so much more about the acting than it is about anything else. I mean, you just got a bunch of people in there just knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite movies ever. Like, it's in my top five. It really is. I love that movie so much. And, Shark, I love hearing you say that because you can take just a weird scene like when Sheen gets shot and he gets put on latrine duty.
Exactly.
And just the scene taking place between the surfer, the actor you just mentioned, David, and him talking about who gets
positive,
the crappiest
job.
Yeah, I mean, like, just that scene, you're like, this is incredible. And you feel like you're literally sitting in Vietnam listening to people have a real conversation about
when it comes
it.
To
yeah.
me, I like a real, I like Brian De Palma's Casualties of War. If you want a fun war movie, that's
what oh man, that is, oh God, that's hard. Yeah, that's, but it's, I mean, an awesome film needed to be made. That needed to be said.
And you guys know me well enough to know that I went through a serious phase where I had to watch every Sean Penn movie ever made.
Yeah.
And I remember finally watching Casualties of War and being like, now I know why I didn't watch this my whole life as a child.
Yeah. Well, it's
why
rough.
Dad didn't let
it's
me watch
rough.
This one.
Yeah.
A little much.
Yeah, I was able to watch every movie but this.
You know, Sean Penn.
It's like, well, it's not necessarily a war movie.
Such a prick.
Correct.
He. I don't know if you've ever seen any behind the scenes of Casualties of War, but he was such a prick to Michael J. Fox.
I find that hard to believe.
I don't know how anybody can be mean to Michael J. Fox.
That's what I thought. I was like, he's fuck America's sweetheart at that time.
Eastwood, was he doing method or was he just being a jerk?
He was just being a jerk. After they would have a take, Sean Penn would say things like, I guess that would be good enough if you were on TV, huh? Stuff like that. Constantly referred to him as TV boy. TV boy, this is how we really do things, TV boy. And Brian De Palma was like, oh, you know, Sean, you know, he likes to razz people. Like, no, you shut that shit down on your set, you jackass.
What?
But De Palma was like, you know, it kind of helped with her dynamic in the movie. I hate when directors are like, I personally made sure that I isolated this character from the rest of the cast. And I told the rest of the cast, treat him like crap because he's a bad guy, right? And it'll really show when you guys act. They're actors. They know how to act. That's what they do for a living.
Right.
I've read so many stories where they say throughout his career, like Brad Pitt can be sitting off the side, goofing around, playing practical jokes.
Yeah.
Just having a ball. And then, like, let's say he's got to walk into an emotionally charged scene. He literally gets up out of the chair, walks in, and it's like a switch clicks, and he's there. And then they call cut, and he goes back to being a goofball.
Yeah.
Like, I've read that so many times about him. Yeah, because it's called acting.
So he uses the Burt Reynolds method then.
Yeah, well, no,
he's not slapping everybody. That's not written in the script just to get a reaction.
Hey, I heard something.
Yeah, no kid, he does. Half the outtakes are just him smacking
just
people.
Him smacking.
Have you
and then laughing
this,
about it.
That, you know when they were shooting Boogie Nights, and they were doing
were they
and,
shooting
know, Mark Wahlberg
headshots or back
was,
shots?
Back shots. Wahlberg thought he was still thug life then. You know, I'm still from the street. I'm still this.
Yeah.
So they're doing a scene, and you know when he has to say like, you know, Eddie Adams from Torrance. I bet you got some magic in those pants and that stuff. They yell, so P.T. Anderson yells action, and he starts going, oh, Eddie Adams, I'm sure you got some magic in your pants. Starts like doing this Irish accent to Wahlberg. And Wahlberg wants to fight him, like after the second time. And P.T. Anderson has to stop and go, he's joking around, man. He's just goofing around for a second. Just take it down a notch. But yeah, Burt Reynolds started like talking to him like he was Irish.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, and Wahlberg wanted to throw fists with Burt Reynolds.
Of course he did.
You think, Hang on, boy, we'll fight after I have some kind of leprechaun or something?
I'm Mark Wahlberg. Who you think you are? Some kind of old mustache guy? You think you're still cool? I'm cool. I work out. You don't look like you've ever worked out, you hairy motherfucker. I'm Mark Wahlberg.
I don't care if you're in BJ and the Bandit. I don't care. Are you in that monkey?
I don't care if you and that gorilla drove around beating up people. You're not as good as I am. I'm an up-and-comer. I'm the new Hollywood.
I'm a funky bunch. You want me to get funky on you?
I've got prospects. I got a script where I'm going to be with a freaking teddy bear that talks and tells dirty jokes. I got a movie where they want me to finger a girl on a roller coaster and then beat my chest and pretend like I've been abused.
And then 30 years later, I'm going to form a Catholic podcast that I charge a bunch of money for and talk about how I regret everything I did. to get rich and be able to make this platform to charge you for it.
I'm sorry. I regret everything I did. I beat up that poor Asian guy. He just happened to be walking down the street, and I was in a bad mood, and I blinded him for life. But whatever. You know, God forgave me. I don't know if he forgave me. Which probably matters more than God in somebody's opinion. Not mine. I'm Mark Wahlberg. I'm taking care of my stupid brother, Donnie. God knows Donnie hasn't worked in years. NYPD Blue ripoff doesn't pay the bills. Him and his crazy wife, Jenny McCarthy.
He's still getting some of that Saving Private Ryan mailbox money.
Oh, is Donnie in Saving Private Ryan?
Or no, Band of Brothers. Band of Brothers,
okay, that's right. I was going to say, you know, I know you guys are going to be appalled by this. I know you love Band of Brothers, worship Band of Brothers. I've never watched all of the Band of Brothers series. I've seen different episodes here and there. I've never been like, let's watch this, Joe. I think I tried when I was young. Of course, you know I don't like movies about real things, but I did try when it first came out. And I remember it being good, and it might have been too good for me at the time. I might have been in a really down place in my life where I was like, I don't need this.
I'm going to tell you.
And therefore, I've never watched all of it. But I know you guys.
Well, here's how good I think this will tell you how good the show was. You know, it was Sunday night, HBO, you know, is the best stuff always on Sunday nights.
Absolutely.
And Koppel and I were living together. And so he was working the midnight shift. Mm-hmm. And I would have to record it on VHS so he could get home and watch it. And he the second he got in, it didn't matter how tired he was, he stayed up and watched that every week. So, I mean, like, you know how he is. If it doesn't immediately grab him, he's out.
Yeah.
He's done. Yeah. He has no interest. And he was obsessed with it, too. So,
all right.
But to me, that's like that's a measure. If Koppel falls for it, you need to pay attention.
Well, maybe
unless it's a garbage for garbage sake, then I have to question him because... He really likes some garbage sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Six String Samurai, do I have to bring that up?
Some garbage aficionados.
Oh,
Samurai
Cup. It.
Samurai Cup.
Samurai Cup.
Last Dragon, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Rudy Ray. The boys come out this month? Is it April? Do we get new boys or is it June?
Beats me. I have no idea.
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, good question. Hey, by the way. How is the Kong, speaking of giants, we got these giants walking around here from this eclipse day. How is Kong versus Godzilla? They're not versus this time. They're buddies, right?
Well, it's like June 13th. June 13th it premieres.
Okay,
so we're getting closer.
Gotta wait.
Okay, so I will say two words. Popcorn flick.
Okay.
It was a pure, unadulterated popcorn flick that was so much fun to watch. I had an absolute blast. Holden thought the first 30 minutes was too much exposition.
Okay.
But once like the story kicks in and the action kicks in, I mean, it was just so much fun. It was absolutely a blast. Okay. I loved it. And another one of my friends took her 13-year-old son to see it. He said the same thing.
Awesome. Have you seen Godzilla Minus One? I hear great things.
No,
about it.
I want to see it so bad. I can't figure out where to find it. Is it on? Can I rent it yet?
I'll rent it.
I don't care.
I do not know. I don't think so.
Did you hear how they made his roar for Godzilla Minus One or whatever?
No, I really have not heard.
I thought you might like this, guys.
Sort of, it's really good.
They took the original Godzilla yell from the original black and white film. Then they put it through some kind of processor and like where it would be like coming out of like 1,000 megaphones. And so it's the original roar just amplified tons and tons of times as an homage to the original film. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. All right, I like it. I don't really even know what it's about. I just hear it's really good and like one of the best Godzilla movies made in a long time.
Yeah, I'm hearing like it's a true great film is what I'm hearing. And we know Billy Walsh makes films.
That's right.
Yeah. So
I saw something about there's a movie coming out like and it was called like How to Do Something Like Billy Walsh and I was like, "What? Is this a Is this like a spinoff of Entourage, Billy Walsh?
Oh, boy.
No, it's just a real guy named Billy Walsh doing some stuff.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I know,
right? Wait, I'm trying to find out when we can stream Godzilla Minus One. Sorry.
Minus three. Two. I think that joke's in this
It will be dropped. The movie will be getting home video release in Japan May 1st, and then it'll come to us later. So it'll be sometime in the summer we'll be able to stream it, like.
I'm not in the huge... Man, I got so many things
to watch. I'm not, like, sitting
I'm
here...
I'm so backed up. I'm like, I got... My bowels are packed with too many TV shows. I'm sitting on a can here trying to get through them all.
Oh, Shark, you're going to love this. Yeah, it's pretty apt. Do you know what Sam told me we have to start watching?
What?
The World War II pilot show.
Huh?
Yeah, the one you said's boring.
I'd say not Masters of Air.
No, it's Masters of Air she wants to watch because her great-grandfather flew one of those ships.
Well, then tell her to watch literally every single thing besides that. That
okay.
One.
Because remember,
I mean, there's
25
good. Yeah, that's right. There's 25 good films series about that stuff.
Send me a text because she loves
Memphis,
war movies.
Memphis
she
Bell.
Loves war shows.
Okay, Memphis Bell. Okay. Yeah, that's the seminal. Watch 12 o'clock high.
Memphis Belle, 12 o'clock high. I'm writing this down.
Battle of Britain's pretty good. It's about what happened before that bombing campaign. It's still good.
Okay.
Yeah, 12 o'clock high. 12 o'clock high is the best one. I mean, that's the Das Boot of those movies.
What about the Tuskegee Airmen that HBO did?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. It's real good. Yeah.
Because that's got Lawrence Fishburne, who I love, and I watch pretty much anything.
The movie Red Tails isn't bad. Same story, but it's just a movie instead of a... And there's an old movie from the 80s or 90s, I think, that was maybe just called The Tuskegee Airmen that was real good.
That's the one I'm talking about. HBO did the movie, but yeah, it's just called Tuskegee Airmen.
No, there's two of them. They made a new one, but yeah, but there's an older one that's real good.
Oh, I'm talking about the one from the 80s. That's got
Lawrence
Fishburne.
Is that the one Luke Keys made one.
He did Red Tails. He did Red Tails. Yeah.
All right. Now, what about that one with Jamie Foxx and I think... what's his name? Josh Lucas, maybe? It's called Stealth.
You know, that's not as bad as people say, though. I mean, Jessica Biel.
You know what's a great World War II movie about pilots? I watched it in the 80s when I was a kid. It's called Firefox with Dirty Harry.
Oh, my God. That was so good. It was so good. Firefox. I love that movie.
That movie made me love the show Airwolf.
Airwolf.
That was on CBS. Airwolf I used to watch Airwolf every week. I was like, oh,
hey,
so
our
awesome.
Daily reminder that Dana Carvey was in that cast.
Which one?
Wait, what?
Oh, no, he was in Blue Thunder, wasn't he?
Blue Thunder, I think.
Dana Carvey was in Blue Thunder?
Blue
Airwolf,
Thunder.
I remember like loving Airwolf and then it just disappearing.
Yep.
Well, because everybody loved Blue Thunder more.
It was in the days of,
oh my goodness, Dana Carvey was in it. I mean, I believe
we had.
You,
can you believe
know.
we had two helicopter based sitcom dramas going on at the same time?
Blue Thunder was a movie.
Yeah, Blue Thunder
was
a movie.
I thought it was a series.
Blue Thunder was Roy Scheider. Jacked up, crazy plane. But the other one was a TV show.
And Airwolf was a TV
Airwolf
show
was
on
like
CBS.
Okay, all right.
And it was on. And that was back in the day. Get ready for
wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're all what? Right. Oh. Okay, there was a movie, Blue Thunder, that we talked about.
Was Scheider,
but then there was a TV show called Blue Thunder that Dana Carvey was in. He's right. Bubba Smith was in it. Dick Butkus was in it.
Right.
Okay, he's not wrong. He's right.
That's the one I remember. Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the movie with Roy Scheider. That's what Frisch and I were talking about. I don't remember the Blue Thunder TV show. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
We love
it. It was on
ABC. Was Ernest Borgnine on the other one, on Airwolf?
Yes, I believe so. By the way, do you know how many episodes there was of Blue Thunder?
Six.
How many?
11.
Yeah.
How many episodes was there of Airwolf?
Because Airwolf was back in the day a TV guide, which we didn't get TV guide. So I found
Airwolf was on for 3 seasons.
Wow, I found it. It was like, oh my God, this show is great. And then it just disappeared. And I was like, what? I could never find it again. And I was also
Ernest Borgnine was in it. That is correct too. Look at our memory.
I thought so.
Big brain on Shark.
Well, hey, you know, I've been following his career since McHale's Navy. I'm a big fan.
I should have known.
I'm not kidding about it. I love McHale's Navy. My God, it's so funny.
The TV show or the movie? Wasn't there a movie
the
first?
The TV show. Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Tom Arnold movie is not what I'm talking about.
No, I'm talking about the movie back then, I think.
Oh, was there? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. You know, Rob? I think you're right because they end up, they have this whole casino gambling. They set up an entire casino in that movie. Yeah, okay. That's right. Yeah,
so
you're right.
The movie came out in 1964.
And then they made a series.
A TV show afterwards, I believe.
There you okay. That
Hang
makes
on, let
sense.
Me make sure I'm right about this, because
I was going to say.
Go ahead. I'm just talking about. Yeah, it was a movie. It's an hour and 33 minutes. Yeah,
I talked.
It was like a
Tim Conway,
like a wetter version of F.
Gavin McLeod.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Eastwood. I'm sorry. I was just going to say.
I talked to my friend Jason. I have a friend named Jason, and we talk a lot about, or we've had a conversation a lot about how. Just how prevalent that was, and we think it's because of it's all generally Vietnam helicopter pilot comes back home. What's he going to do?
Right.
Like Magnum P.I., he was a helicopter pilot from Vietnam.
Was he in Nam and came home? I never really watched Magnum P.I., so I don't know that.
We talk about like how much that just permeated the 80s. All the way.
Oh, Vietnam was everywhere.
Yeah, but like to think of like, well, why do we have all these shows about killer helicopters and pilots?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
It's because of all the pilots that came back from Vietnam. Like it and then Chuck Norris, we have all the POW, which still the POW, like we've talked about that, and I don't want to piss anybody off. But, you know, people are still flying the POW flags because they saw Missing in Action with Chuck Norris.
Uncommon Valor.
Valor was one I loved.
Yeah. And Patrick you know, Swayze. And you're right. And the helicopter came into its own during Vietnam. You know what I mean?
Because that first big battle that, again, I'm going to have to use a movie reference, but we were soldiers. That's one of our first big battles. It's the air cav came in and out of that over and over and over. And I remember reading about and watching on that documentary. With Ken Burns, the helicopters became the big thing for us during Vietnam. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, think about Apocalypse Now and just like just all the imagery, you know.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Showed my wife Predator for the first time ever.
Hang in there, buddy. Chopper's coming. You can't. You know what? I bet you that'd be an interesting thing. We need to take a go do the research, watch every Vietnam movie, and see if there's any one of them that does not contain the line, "Hold on, buddy, the chopper's on its way," some iteration of that.
Burns on the way. I've heard him say
that too. Some iteration of don't die because the helicopter's coming. You know.
I think you should do this, and I picture you being a lot like that character on the old movie CPU, I believe it was called PCU.
Don't be that guy.
Be the guy that has to watch the television. For his exam or for whatever his thesis.
Yes, he's been watching TV for like I don't know how many, but he finally comes to the. I just remember his big climax is like so and so. The postman always rings twice. That's my conclusion. Something.
Man, that movie.
I don't have to watch TV anymore.
Man, that movie. Really wanted to be one of those movies that held up and we just watched for the rest of our lives, but for me it was not.
At the time it was great, you know, for the 6 months there that you watched it 5 or 6 times, it was like, oh, this movie, this is a cult classic, man. I'm glad I'm on the ground floor.
Jeremy Piven has less hair in it than he did in the next movie.
Can you blow me where the Pampers is?
Do you remember how quickly though somebody would always be like, when someone would say, "Hey man, let's watch PCU," someone would be like, "I'd rather watch Dazed and Confused."
Yeah,
it was like those two were put up against each other, and there's no
Dazed,
competition.
And Dazed was
there's
so much
no
better.
Competition.
Yeah. Or Animal House, or
for sure.
It was like or Caddy because, well, yeah, back then you only had a few DVDs, and you had the DVDs of like classic things, right? Or you had tapes that you had taped. So yeah, you might have those, but
when you put it up against Dazed and Confused, when you put it up against Animal House, any Caddyshack, any of those go-tos, we were like, oh no, yeah, yeah, let's watch Dazed.
Speaking of our buddy Koppel, you will never get on the golf course with our buddy Koppel and not at some point hear Noonan, miss it, yes. Noonan.
You'll get nothing and like it. Do you remember when? Do you remember when they put out a D version of PCU Dazed and Confused? It was called the Stoned Age.
Oh yeah. God, it was so bad. I wanted to like that too.
The gnarly eyeball from Don't Fear the Reaper. Oh, that movie was awful. God. It was so awful.
Now, I tell you the sleeper in all that, though. I rented a movie one night called Homegrown, thinking it would be a humorous marijuana-based comedy.
Yeah, dude, I remember you showing this to me.
Dude, this movie, it was a thriller. It's like set in the Northern Growing Triangle.
Dark
as hell. Oh, my God. It's such
actually,
John Lithgow plays two people.
Really
Bon Jovi's in it. He's great. Yeah, it's awesome. Finally, it's like a young Billy Bob.
That requires you to suck. That's what Triumph told him when he got that vampire movie. Triumph the Insult Dog.
So yeah, if you can find Homegrown out there, look it up. Good film.
I was gonna say there was another. You said Homegrown, it popped in my head, and now it has escaped me. Well, I will tell you this, Shark. Don't ever watch Killer Bong, any of the Killer Bong series. It's not a documentary about smokers showing off their coolest bongs.
Yeah, they're awesome bongs.
Look at this one, dude. It's fucking killer, man.
This week on Killer Bongs, man, we've got some glass from Argentina.
I believe there's a horror series called Killer Bong. And
dude, that's our next YouTube channel. I don't know what we're thinking.
Killer Bong?
Killer Bong, that's it. Yeah, we can travel around the world, and yeah, people can show off their wares, and you know.
There's a whole series. I think there's like 8 of them called Killer Bong horror movies about a bong that kills people.
Well, we'll put a Z on the end of killers for ours,
there
and
we
then
go.
It'll be fine.
Killer Bongs with a Z.
Yes, or Killer's Bong.
And then we're gonna cut out the clip of Ben Affleck in Jay and Silent Bob saying "Bong." Looks like somebody took a peep in my cornflakes. Boom.
Sometimes hey, my brother-in-law was telling me the other day that he got in a TikTok loop, and they were talking about 90s stuff that, you know, newer generations have latched onto. Okay. And there's one thing that all the generations after us agree they cannot get into and they don't understand.
I know
and
exactly
it's Kevin Smith movies.
Oh,
huh.
They
really?
Cannot get into, they don't understand Kevin Smith movies.
I can
like,
get
he
that
sent
because
me clip after clip of it. And I was like, oh, that's disappointing.
Well, there's nothing
though,
to understand. They're
so,
just funny.
He's so specifically talking about his people in his generation.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would carry over.
But we got American Graffiti. Like, I watched it. I love American Graffiti,
and I
got what it was about.
Yeah, but there's parts of, like, if you were to watch Clerks, if you were to, like, let's see this guy's first movie, and you put on Clerks, it's black and white. Like black and white.
With this complicated vocabulary setting up the chapters. Yeah.
But also, there are 5-minute conversations about Star Wars. They don't care about Star Wars
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Of course, it didn't hurt that when we were watching those movies, all of our buddies were like, you got to see this movie. It's so good.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that, you know, I mean, we had some influence, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to be cool, you needed to see this thing.
Isn't there a big rumor that he's doing,
what is he doing?
Dogma 2?
Oh, I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, no, what I saw, Rob, was not Dogma 2, but a remastered and released. Like, they actually got Dogma back from, you know, the evil one, is what I heard. Yeah, yeah. Not that they were doing a sequel, but...
Okay. I wish it was...
I've seen in the trades he is doing one of his other titles, but before that, he's doing just a totally new movie with some kids. Then he's not going to be in it. Like, it's just a movie about some kids being young in 1986.
Oh, I see this. I'm looking at it right now.
I was like, oh, good for him. Don't do your normal thing. It's gone a little dry.
It's set in 1986.
In New Jersey, I bet.
Three 16-year-old friends who like nothing more of Saturday sneaking into movies sets up the day.
So kids, I mean, too.
That's right.
Yeah, and
it's all about going to the movie theater. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 70s, 80s kids going to the movies. Yeah. I don't know, man. I mean, I know that's total Gen X, but I'm here for it. I want to see it.
I'm glad he's doing something different. I watched all of his movies, and the last one was better than the other. Do we ever talk about the last Clerks 3? It was better than the James
Silent
Bob movie.
You did, because you told us about it, and Shark and I both said it sounded so depressing, we did not want to watch it.
Yeah, which made me wait, because he was like, he rewrote it to make it joyous. He was like, oh, I went back and rewrote it after my heart attack to make it like a more beautiful thing. And then I watched it, and spoilers, Dante dies.
Yeah. I don't want to see Dante die. I don't need that.
No.
Yeah, and it's
I don't want to see Randall die. I don't want to see Dante die. Yeah, I want to see him die.
It's all set up like Randall's going to die because he has a heart attack, and then it's all like, I'm going to make a movie, and he makes a movie a la Kevin Smith, which, like, man, how many times are you going to make movies in your movies? But I bet it happens again in this next one. And then in the end, Dante dies, and you're like, what? And it just, like, cuts to, like, this funeral. It's such a weird cliche way.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's very strange. But it was better tonally than that Jay and Silent Bob Finds a Daughters or whatever that movie was.
Yeah, that was not good.
Tonally off and just didn't really work. But I still love Kevin Smith. I love him for the fanboy he is. And
absolutely.
I like that he's out there and he has 20 podcasts.
I love that this dude doesn't pretend to be anything than what he is. he is exactly who you think he is.
Hey, that's right. That's a good motto for me. I'm gonna take that up, Kevin Smith. That, and we learned from the last show that got ruined before we get out of here, I do not believe, since my birthday is coming up, I do not believe in chronological age. We're going to get out of here on that note. And we love you. We hope you survive the eclipse, getting out of Sea Dale or staying put, wherever you are. Here.
Watch for the giants
in the forest.
The giants.
Stay away.
We're sorry for making your ride home less enjoyable.
Yep. Yeah. Go over
we
to
really
Mike's,
hope
go,
that
go
we
to Mike's
bored
music.
The shit out of you.
Go. They have room for giants over there. Of course, I've put up my giants welcome sign here. I'm not going to. Pritzker's going to be taking care of the giants, I hear. So it's going to be.
You're going to be pissed when Barry Bonds shows
up. Everybody. We love you.
Adios.
2021 podcast. See you.